ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Drive Through HR. Nisha and William are coming to you live today as opposed to recorded. Just kidding. We're going to have a fantastic show. Let me do just a quick little sound check. Nisha, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Well, there you go. That's good. And Stefan, can you hear me?
I hear you. Hey.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, there you go. Well, listen, without a whole lot of Stefan's been on the show before, so this is kind of old hat for him. It's going to be great to catch up in front of a live audience. But if you don't mind, Stefan, for those that don't know you or haven't been tracking Workforce wonderful work, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Well, first of all, thanks, Stefan, for having me on today. It's a pleasure to chat with you guys. So I'm Stefan Leviat. I'm the CEO and founder of Workfor. I've been an entrepreneur for the past 7 years. My first company that I started 7 years ago was also in online recruiting called Multiposting, essentially doing job distribution to working closely with job boards. And now at Workfor, our vision is to leverage social networks that haven't been designed for recruiting in order to recruit. So take networks like Facebook or Twitter, build technology to empower companies and organizations around the world to find the best candidates on those networks also manage their employer brand if at all possible.
Give us you've been social recruiting before social recruiting was cool. Give us a sense of like the vastness of how many postings or Facebook job postings that there are that y'all have kind of transacted and or the company size, because y'all also have a lot more clients than people would imagine.
Sure. So we are, so first of all, from a company perspective, right, so we work with over 20,000 businesses worldwide, and that goes from the smallest SMB to large enterprise companies that we typically work with globally, the likes of Accenture, Intel, L'Oreal, Gap, and others. I'd say that, you know, from a company size perspective, we are about, 70 folks. We are based in San Francisco. That's where we are headquartered. And overall, I would say that, most of our customers leverage us to promote their job through Facebook and Twitter ads. That's kind of the main service that we provide to our customers. And the reason that's the case is because what we found is that most organizations today still leverage job boards, and we think they'll continue to do that. Now, with that being said, they're trying to move away from getting too many unqualified applicants, and job boards have a hard time, delivering on that. So when you look at ads that are on Facebook or Twitter, that's their main advantage, really being able to really only target people that fit certain criteria with your job, and as a result, only get applicants that fit the bill in a way, at least at a high level. So let's say you're hiring Java developers in San Francisco, only hiring people that have a major, only having people who have a major in computer science and live in San Francisco view your job ads. That's what Facebook and Twitter ads allow you to do.
All right, I got to ask you what's keeping your clients up at night question. So as you talk to prospects and clients, what's top of mind for them these days?
So I think what's keeping our customers up at night today, when it comes to social, right, which is the topic we live and breathe every day, is really, are candidates ready, right? Is my audience, my talent pool, ready to explore job opportunities, get referred by their friends through platforms like Facebook that haven't been designed for recruiting to begin with, right? So if we compare Facebook and LinkedIn, clearly Facebook has a personal connotation, where LinkedIn has a very professional connotation, and I think companies still are trying to understand what the candidate's perception is of Facebook and Twitter to a certain extent as a recruiting platform, right? Now, what we're seeing on our end, and whether it's through surveys that we've done, surveys that Facebook has done, or just overall reactions from candidates that we get through our customers, is that Facebook was historically used as a channel that candidates would use to gather information about a company. And clearly, when you look back, you know, say 2-3 years ago, they were pretty cautious when it came to applying to a job on Facebook, if and when it was possible, and you know, if and when the company that they were looking at made it possible for that to happen. This has changed completely, to be very honest. I think now candidates are a lot more aware that A, you know, Facebook is a great platform to just not only explore what a company does and what their culture is, but also to, you know, find jobs. So we have a lot more candidates now that we're getting testimonials from that, you know, saw an ad on their Facebook newsfeed that said, you know, we're looking to hire an engineer in San Diego, or something else, and that ended up going through the process and saw that it was not only targeted, so in other words, the right opportunity was presented to them, but also that, you know, the process was pretty smooth and very confidential, so nothing gets posted to your friends or whatnot. The other thing that I think our customers or companies in general are thinking about is, you know, to which extent is there enough professional information on Facebook about users. And just to give you some stats, so Facebook gave us some stats recently about completion of different parts of a Facebook profile amongst the 1.3 billion users today. And you know, it's pretty interesting, about 80% of people fill in where they live, which is a key criteria for hiring, as we all know. About 50% fill in their education, and whether it's the university they've graduated from or their major or both. And then about 25% fill in more professional, like work history information, company they work at, current work position, those kinds of things. And so when you put that in perspective, you know, 25%, which is the lowest number out of the different criteria that I've mentioned, 25% of 1.3 billion, that's essentially 300 million people that have some professional information on Facebook. That's a pretty big number, pretty close, if not larger than the LinkedIn user database. So I think really this, which again is something that customers and companies think about, is moving in the right direction, and it's moving in the right direction because Facebook wants it. Facebook wants people to fill in more about themselves and where someone has worked and what they do is a critical piece of information that is useful for Facebook to know in order to target the right ads to the right people.
This is an interesting insight, Stefan. Stefan, this is Nisha, and glad to talk to you on Drive to HR Show today. Well, regarding Facebook, it would be great if you can talk to our audience. For some of them, if they haven't yet started their social recruiting platform or haven't yet explored Facebook yet, fantastic tools out there, Facebook ads, and they have a hashtag feature and graph search feature, but still on that verge of or that skepticism of do we really need to explore Facebook, what are your takes to them in order to, you know, when should they start thinking about moving onto a Facebook platform?
Sorry, Nisha, I really almost didn't hear anything, unfortunately. You're breaking up a lot.
Oh, no problem. I can repeat it. Those organizations who have already explored and highly active on LinkedIn, and they are on the verge of trying out Facebook as a social recruiting platform, what do you recommend them in order to find out and understand when should they start thinking about moving on to a Facebook platform?
So I hope I'm hearing the question correctly. I think you're talking about LinkedIn, and you know, maybe let me answer on the topic of, like, you know, how to compare the two platforms and how to think about complementarity versus like competing nature, right? So I think, first of all, at a highest level, Facebook and LinkedIn for recruitment and employer branding are extremely complementary. Recruitment, as in finding a job from a candidate's perspective, has always been a multi-channel strategy. When you're a candidate, you look at different sites and you spend time on different platforms. You're not focused only on one single place, which is a good news from a recruitment provider's perspective. So when you look at the two networks, and again, take into account the fact that they are very complementary, kind of what makes them so complementary, right? I think, first of all, Facebook has a lot of the users that LinkedIn doesn't have. That's number one, right? And that goes from geos where LinkedIn has no presence almost. So, you know, in the developing world, there are a lot of countries where LinkedIn really is hardly present, and Facebook is the most visited site in the world. So basically, the geo complementarity is great because for certain companies that are hiring all around the world, they can leverage LinkedIn in certain geos and leverage Facebook for others. Secondly, Facebook has, to simplify it, both the white collar and the blue collar, right? They have everyone. I'd say probably maybe not the C-level that's very active on their platform, but really everyone else. So from nurses to truck drivers to people who work in stores to people who work in call centers, all the way to young graduates and just professionals in general. So I think for companies that are hiring a mix of blue collar and white collar, Facebook provides just a great entry point that is very scalable and complementary to LinkedIn. And now I'd say, lastly, you know, where it's very complementary is LinkedIn is not the best of play for referrals, right? And we all know that employee referrals is the number one source of hire. Facebook is an ideal place. LinkedIn is not a great place because a lot of people in my own LinkedIn network, I'm not very close to. Some of them I've never even met, and so I would never refer them to a job. Now, on Facebook, my network of friends is extremely close, and those are people that I could very easily send a job opportunity to. And by the way, I'm already sharing stuff with them on an ongoing basis, pictures, links, you name it. So sharing a job is a very natural extension. So I think Facebook and LinkedIn are very complementary because, you know, Facebook is geographically ubiquitous, right? It really works in every country in the world, which is not the case of LinkedIn. Works for every type of position, maybe set aside the C-level, and then is a great place for companies to take advantage of employee referrals in a very scalable way, because most employees in an organization are on Facebook. You can tap into an existing pool of users who already have an existing network of friends.
All right, Stefan, this is William. So I want to ask you the question of kind of myth versus reality of where does social recruiting work versus not work?
So you're saying where does it not work, right?
Yes, right.
Yeah. So I think a couple of places, right? So I think very hard to fill positions is not the best place for social recruiting, right? So if you're looking to hire a super specialized drilling engineer for a position on a oil rig in Africa, that's going to be tough because there is not enough granular information in a Facebook profile for that to work properly. So that's for Facebook. A little different on Twitter because you can leverage some of the things that people post to identify maybe certain interest areas. So let's take the example of the drilling engineer. You might see that a person is posting about articles around drilling or things along those lines that can help you identify that he or she might be a good fit. But I think social recruiting in general for hard-to-fill positions is not great, right? Secondly, I say social recruiting is not necessarily ideal as kind of an entire replacement for everything that you're doing already. And I think that's true, frankly, for every recruitment channel. But sometimes companies think, well, if I do social recruiting, it's going to be at the expense of other things. I'd say it's probably more of a reallocation of spend than any than shutting down entirely certain things that you're already doing. So, you know, think about social recruiting as something that will not work for everything. It's not the silver bullet, and it takes time. There's a learning curve, so it's not going to work if you don't invest some time into it. And at the same time, the potential is obviously very strong when you're looking to do high volume hiring, graduate hiring, diversity hiring, those kinds of things.
So, Stefan, what's your take on the argument of volume of candidates versus quality candidates, meaning recruiters that want 10,000 applicants versus recruiters that want 50 applicants but really high-quality applicants?
So, actually, I think that it's a very good question, William. I mean, I think the main thing that social recruiting works really, really, really well for is actually quality, right? So if you're hiring volume, doesn't mean that quality isn't important to you. And what I mean by quality is, let's take an example, right? Your Gap, you're opening a store in whatever, Boston, let's say, and you want to staff that store. It's a high volume endeavor. You need to hire a lot of people quickly. But typically, the team in charge of staffing that store is not that big. So you don't want to be overwhelmed with, you know, thousands of applicants that are either not living in Boston or that, you know, are not the right fit from what they've done in the past perspective. Social recruiting allows you to address this. So it gives you scale, of course, because everyone is there and they're spending a ton of time, so you can reach them, you can reach anyone almost in real time, but also it gives you targeting. And I think, you know, the reason Facebook this year is going to generate over $12 billion of revenue from their ad platform is because it's so powerful from a targeting perspective. You can really say, okay, I'm opening this store in Boston. I only want people who live in Boston and who like the Gap brand or the Banana Republic brand to see my job ad. And the result of that is no one who lives outside of Boston is going to be able to see the position. And so you're really limiting the spam aspect in a way of having people who you would not consider to begin with but that clutter your ATS apply to your position. So I'd say quality at the top of the funnel is probably the thing that social recruiting brings as the biggest asset today.
Great. Stefan, do you think building a strong employer brand has increased the quality of their applicants?
I'm actually really talking to Nisha. Can you say that again, unfortunately?
No problem. Have you seen that from your clients when they build a stronger employer brand, have that positively impacted in bringing a high quality candidate?
I'm going to try and answer this without having necessarily understood fully the question, but let me take a crack at it. So I think what I heard is, like, you know, what's been the feedback around kind of using social recruiting overall. So let me maybe give you a couple of examples in different sectors, right? So I think there are four things you can do with social recruiting. One is employer branding. And so here, really what it means is kind of putting your best foot forward, right? Showing people who are interested in your brand or your organization who you are and showing that in the best possible way. Social is a great place to do that because this is the number one thing that people do when they look at companies on social is just exploring and gathering information. So showing your best foot, putting your best foot forward, you know, putting as much content as you possibly can, being authentic, all the things that you know, we know we need to do when we're on social, but we typically forget the moment we start doing social, are very important. So putting your job there, making it, you know, compelling, you know, if you have videos, putting them there, that's the first thing you can start doing when you're doing social recruiting. And then the three other things you can do around social recruiting are really about generating applicant traffic, and it's targeted job advertising, number one, employee referrals through existing social connections, number two, and then actual social sourcing, actually finding candidates that are registered on Facebook and messaging them directly through Facebook the same way that you do it on LinkedIn. And I think those three require that you have a presence already on the employer branding side so that when you start reaching out, whether it's through an ad, whether it's through one of your employees, or directly to a person who's already registered on Facebook because you found them and you think they're attractive, you know, interesting, when they in return are interested in you, you need to show them the best experience possible. And, you know, Facebook really does allow you to do that in a pretty compelling way.
All right, Stefan, this is William again. I want to ask a cost per source question, myth versus reality. Is it cheaper via social or not cheaper or the same as other traditional sourcing mechanisms for recruiters?
So, you know, I think overall, and I'll try to give you an example in a second, obviously will vary a lot, right? I'd say that overall, you know, a lot of customers still are dipping their toe in the water and trying it out. And so, you know, basically the cost per hire or actually to be one step before, the cost per applicant that we're seeing is close or below other sources like Indeed or even, you know, Glassdoor. So we just had a call yesterday with a big customer and we compare the cost per applicant and we're about 30% cheaper than, you know, whatever else they have, which is great when you know that it's targeted also. It's not like random applicants. Back to my earlier point, it's applicants that, you know, fit a certain criteria to begin with, not necessarily all of the criteria that you're looking for, but at least a certain number of criteria, like, you know, where they live and, you know, what they've majored in and so on and so forth. So I'd say that from a cost per applicant perspective, it's competitive. Now, you know, what we're looking to do, and that's a lot of the education that we're trying to push into the market, is really, you know, get bigger slices of the pie in order to have more impact, because it's good to be able to deliver applicants at a low cost. But in the end, you know, if you don't do volume, then you don't get hired, and if you don't get hired, then you're not really meaningful in the grand scheme of things within an organization. So I'd say overall the cost is very competitive, but now organizations, for the most part, just need to kind of step it up in terms of, you know, where the spend is going. And I think we're seeing that more and more.
Stefan, with the 5 minutes left, I want to get some examples of where clients have had success with Workfor. And the audience loves stuff like this, so as many examples as you can give of L'Oreal and here's what they spent, or, you know, here's what they were trying to attract, here was the approach, here was success. Just take us into success with Workfor.
Yeah, sounds good. So I'll try to give you a couple with kind of a snippet every time, right? So I'll start with a very big organization, Intel. They've been a customer of ours for the past 3 years now. They use our solution to power their jobs on each one of their Facebook pages. So they have one Facebook page per country. The full integration with their ACS, so there's no tech integration for them to handle. It's just, you know, completely plug and play. So on every single Intel page, you'll see jobs there. So once they've done this, they're like, okay, now let's generate traffic. Intel has no issue getting applicants into the door, right? They are a very well-known brand, so it's all about quality. And what we were able to do is launch a very large-scale, global, targeted ads campaign on Facebook to really target all the people they're interested in, you know, for a fact, right? Those are candidates that they know they want to talk to because either they've graduated from certain schools or they work at certain companies. And they have a you know, monthly spend with us just to drive that targeted traffic back to their site. They increased the volume of applicants from third-party sources, so excludes the direct traffic that goes to their current site, by about 50% through ads, so very, very meaningful, and all of that in a targeted manner, right? So not a sheer increase of random applicant traffic, but really targeted applicants, again, that had graduated from school they were interested in, had the right majors, and so on and so forth. So that's one example. Second example is Gables Residential, right? So completely different organization, company that's hiring very locally. And there, they wanted to use a combination of targeted ads and referrals, right? Leveraging their employees, making every employee a recruiter. So in their case, through those two channels, right, social ads on Facebook and Twitter, and getting their employees to automatically share jobs with their friends network, they were able to get their cost per hire reduced by about 30%, which, you know, is strong. You know, we were always striving to do better, but, you know, compelling case. And they started, what was interesting is they also started with a pretty small budget to begin with, right? They really wanted to try it out and see, am I actually able to get hired from that channel? And if I am, at which cost? And then they scaled up their programs. And then an example that's been, you know, going around for a while now, but is interesting nevertheless, because it was in the early days of the company, and I think we've replicated it a number of times with Hard Rock Cafe, where, you know, they staffed an entire store, sorry, restaurant in Italy back in the day, 120 people in 4 weeks entirely through Facebook for about $10 per hire. So extremely, extremely cheap and effective, but they were very creative in inserting some gamification and some prizes into the process of applying for positions, but still just, you know, compelling case study of being able to turn to Facebook for a very kind of scalable and cost-effective way of staffing, in their case, a restaurant.
Stefan, we're going to run out a little bit of time, and I want to make sure to mention the website workforlabs.com. Folks, wonderful firm doing great work in our space. We talked a lot about Facebook, but obviously they also do work in a lot of other social mediums, Twitter as a for example. Anyhow, Stefan, I know that we had trouble hearing each other, but your audio was great to the audience, and so I apologize for the Blog Talk Radio snafu. But thanks to everyone that listened today on Drive Through HR. Had a wonderful show. Thank you again, Stefan, and we'll roll out.